Hi everyone, today I want to talk to you about a place called Dwell. This topic is based on Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 verse 1 states that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I just want to stop there and let you know what God placed in my heart about helping someone to understand what it means to dwell. Throughout my walk with God, there has been many battles that I had to fight. And I recognize that in order for you to win the battles, you have to dwell. You have to stay there until the battle is completed. Hallelujah. There are times when you would want to win it quickly. You have to stay there in prayer. If it means that you're going to shout until the battle is won, the battle must be won. But you have to dwell. If it means that you're going to say the same word over and over again until the battle is won, the battle must be won, but you have to dwell. There are some of you who may be listening to my voice right now and you are fighting several battles, but let me encourage you and let you understand that in order for you to win the battles, you have to stay focused, stay connected. Keep on the firing line. Keep doing what God tells you to do, even when it looks impossible. There are times you will be trying to fight the battle, and when you look, there is no sight of victory. But the victory is only going to come if you stay there. So I just want somebody to just stay on your knees just a little longer. Sing that song just a little longer. Praise and worship just a little longer. Maybe God is directing you to what tools to use, but you have to dwell. You have to stay in that secret place just long enough for him to cover you. You have to stay in that secret place long enough for you to win. If it takes all day, if it takes all night, you are in the fight for life and you must survive. So it means that you must dwell. Dwell until the blessing comes. Wrestle like Jacob until the blessing comes. Stay on your knees until the situation change. Stay on your knees until darkness becomes light. God bless you.